the status of Jesus as rabbi is truly unusual because he wasn't trained or ordained. It's like calling a man today pastor that's never been through a seminary and never was ordained, and yet somebody would call him pastor. And he came by it naturally. That is to say, his understanding and grasp of Scripture and its meaning was so wild that even when he was age 12 and talking with people who were experts in that had been well-trained, they were amazed at his understanding and the answers that he gave to the questions. And he knew Scripture, and he could apply it, and he taught it as one with authority. He would say, well, you have heard that it was said X, Y, Z, but I say to you, as though somehow he had the authority to contravene all biblical scholars up to that point. You know, by George, he did. He's just one with authority. In fact, you might say all authority in heaven and on earth was given to him. The polar opposite of that would be St. Paul, who was formally trained, who was a genius, who was expert not only in Torah, but also in the tradition of the elders, what later became Talmud, who understood and had read Gentile philosophers. I mean, he's like the polar opposite of Jesus, because he's raised to be this uber scholar genius, and yet Jesus' confrontation to him that turns him around shows him that he never understood a single word of Scripture until he gets it Christ right.